possibility they, the underwriter says, oh, I need to see this little piece of paper or this little thing.
I'll show them my penis. Yeah. Whatever it takes.
just go fucking throw it on the table.
Well, there ain't much throwing these days. I want you to put your hands together.
And welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause. There goes to the neighborhood.
All right, welcome back to the Smokescreen Podcast, episode 70. We finally got to 70. We're closing in on 100. And we got another House of the Dragon episode 7 reaction. I know we skipped another week, didn't we? I believe.
Yeah, I had Groundhogs.
You had Groundhogs weekend, that's right. So yeah, that's your yearly thing with your buddies. Yeah, we all hang out and usually jam music, and you used to do live streams.
We did. Dude, I'm telling you, we're all getting so old.
You want your headphones? You'll need them for in a minute.
Yeah, I do.
You don't need them now.
See what I mean?
Yeah, we wasn't quite ready. That's all right.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, we're all just getting so old. Yeah. It shows.
I've been thinking about that too, man, a lot lately, actually. The Carl Weathers thing, just seeing all these guys that we grew up with, they were young men, or I guess middle-aged, and we called them old when we were kids. I mean, it's getting crazy, and you know, we recently had Carol who passed away in our community, and you know, it's been, and I found out, by the way, I meant to tell you this, that my old boss at Microsoft died year ago.
Man, a year ago.
Yeah, a year ago, and I'd been seeing posts, but what they were was they converted his Facebook page to a memory page.
Oh,
and
yeah.
People were tagging him, and it looked like it was active.
Yeah.
And then I started, and something that made me question it a while back, I was like, oh no! And then I saw the next post there. You know, somebody was with him, and with a picture. And turns out, gone. That's the second person I worked with at Microsoft that died of the same thing. Young, he was 47.
No way. That's terrible.
Yeah, we won't get into all that, but you know, that's not right.
Yeah, I mean, we had guys in the other room writing songs.
Yeah,
because they're working on this little reunion thing.
Right.
Just a one-off show. It's going to be pretty cool deal. But the Vibe Junkies, remember them?
Yep.
They're going to do this one-off show in downtown Kannapolis. So there were some writing going on in the other room. But man, for the most part, we're just all now like, remember Groundhogs number 4 when we all got so shit-faced?
Yeah,
this was number 23 this year.
Right.
And
that's a long tradition.
It is. And we actually played Old Maid. Like, we were... I mean, we took shots and things.
Yeah, because, I mean,
it was just,
you know,
not
you used
as
to do your live stream and sing, and they were fun to watch.
I've
always wanted a group of friends I could jam with because I'm learning guitar and stuff now.
Yes.
And I would love to like, jam with people. I'm so nervous in front of people playing, though, but...
Oh no, they would be
that.
Great to jam with.
It'll
they would
be
coach
fun,
you
man.
Along. They've coached me on bass and stuff.
Yeah,
and
that would
literally
be cool.
Skip would stand right there with me and be like
right.
and stuff like that. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, okay.
A little nod.
Yeah. So
well, the problem is like, you know how I used to at the old house, when I started, I would record these little short videos, just little intros and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like now I'm playing Master of Puppets pretty clean, actually, but, you know, 80-85% speed. But when I turn on a camera to try to record it for, like, a video later or something, brain shuts off. Fingers don't work, brain shuts off, can't do it. It don't make any sense. But anyway, I thought it'd be fun.
It would be, and if there's ever a chance to set up something like that, or there's something ever going on, and I can get you to bring your guitar over, I'm telling you, it would be really cool. I think you'd enjoy.
Yeah,
it.
I'd be nervous as shit about it, but because I don't know a lot, obviously, as far as songs go, I just know what I'm learning right now.
If you could just hold that groove, man, and play rhythm guitar in the back, and let them do everything, you would enjoy it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But yeah, we did that, and. And play, like I said, we played this little game I brought. It was called New Phone Who Dis.
I've heard that. Yeah,
it's like
a
little card game.
Yeah,
it's kind of like all those card games where,
they
throw out a scenario and then you throw what you think is the best response out of the cards in your hand.
Yeah, ever since, what's the card game that started all that? The one that's like really offensive and hilarious?
Cards Against Humanity.
That started a wave.
It really did.
Games,
and it was similar to that.
Right.
I think it's from the makers of Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm telling you, like, there were so many references we didn't get. Like, we could tell we were not the target demographic for this game.
Right. More modern.
Yeah.
Younger.
Little sayings and slang and things. But it was still fun.
Hell. Like, but was your hair on fleek?
Shit like that, where you clearly feel old reading it. But we did have one. I was not here for this, but evidently we had Kent trying to stomp out a fire, lost his balance, and fell down and took Skip out with him.
Oh, hell.
Meanwhile, Dwayne's over there trying to cut cardboard or wood for the fire, cuts himself. There's a trail of blood through the house. We're always getting old.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Before you know it, people showing up in walkers and wheelchairs meeting up at the home.
But I will share, since we've already laid this out there, that I may be buying a house.
Yes.
And I said I didn't want to get excited about it.
This is cool, man.
This
is exciting.
I will say that since I've said that, Friday, signed like 37 pages of contract, initials and signatures, and I have to go give some earnest money tomorrow. So it feels like something is really happening.
It's legit. Yeah. If you're to that point, it's just a matter of an official approval from the underwriter. It's basically done. It's basically done.
Trying not to be, but
yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's still some very slight possibility. The underwriter says, I need to see this little piece of paper or this little thing.
I'll show him my penis. Yeah. Whatever it takes.
just go fucking throw it on the table.
Well, there ain't much throwing these days.
I mean,
speaking of getting old,
I don't know.
No. Touch it to the table.
Dock to the table.
To the table shit. Right in front of him.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I meant to say earlier, maybe I'll just say this and put it in the beginning, I had a couple voiceover jobs,
yeah,
and you know, I put a link in our description actually, so if you need a voiceover, you know, shameless plug here, you can go hire me there on voices.com. I've had a couple actual little jobs now. Pretty cool. I'm trying to do more. But anyway, I meant to say that earlier.
Yeah, I think that's cool that you got a couple jobs out of that.
There's still a lot pending. I'm just waiting to hear back, but I just keep doing them.
Dude, I remember the remodel of your closet and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the very
beginning.
That's
why I have that sound thing, because I was just sitting in front of me there. It seems to be working fine. But yeah, I had the closet all
decked out.
You
made a cool sound booth in there.
Yeah. I may get one of those little things that it's like a stand where you put this mic here and it wraps around.
Oh,
that's all
yeah,
you really
I've seen
need.
That.
Yeah. But I just got to be able to see the screen. Anyway. All right. Well, before we get started, and I'll chop this up on YouTube with timestamps to get to the reaction, all that stuff. But we wanted to thank our Patreons and channel members, because you're trying to, as we told you guys the last couple of times, we have we have more levels on Patreon, but we're trying to set this up and add actual value. So we're doing this after show, and we have two of those up so far, and they're averaging 15, 20 minutes, just kind of extra stuff behind the scenes after the podcast.
I still need to go watch them.
They're fun. Yeah. They're fun for sure. And they don't have to be about the topic. We just rant and rave and have fun. So it's a little overtime exclusive thing for Patreon and YouTube members. So we wanted to thank you guys, and we're going to start doing this consistently with new members and all that stuff. But we have a few people on Patreon, and this is all kind of set up the same. So we have our free folk and that free folk level. And just to kind of clarify that, that's where you get the badges and the emojis and stuff that unlocks. And we'll add some. We got to add some more emojis. We got to add a James emoji. Got to add more emojis for chat and for comments.
You need to help me get involved in that.
Yeah, we'll go over all that. So that unlocks everything, and then the night member is the $10 level basically, and that's where you get early access to stuff and all that good stuff, as well as the emojis. So everything stacks, right? And then right now, we just have the Lord level, which is the next level up, and that's where you get the after show, overtime, all that good stuff, including all the early access and emojis and all that good stuff. And we'll make that kind of equal on Patreon and channel memberships. But I want to thank a few people. So Patreon members, and this is for the podcast Patreon, to be clear.
Yes.
So thank you to – am I starting?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So thank you to Patty Wicksteed. She's been on here for a while now. And she's on Patreon.
And Rodney Brown.
Rodney Brown, yep. Thank you, Rodney. And then Lydia Quinn. Those are our three current patrons. We did have a couple people thank join you. Free as well. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying thank you, guys.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So that's so yeah, either one is particularly fine if you want to support the podcast. Yeah. We'd really appreciate it. Try to get back into kind of getting this channel going as far. We got numbers and all that stuff, but we need the watch time and all that stuff. We would like to, you know, actually make a living someday doing this. We love talking.
And then on the channel member side, we have Angie D.
Angie D, thank you, for Free Folk. And then we have Zara, our longtime Zara Sowie, Free Folk as well. Thank you, Zara.
And Mother of Dragons.
Mother Dragon Taryn, Free Folk as well. And then the infamous D. Brown.
D. Brown.
D. Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you, D.
Free Folk as well.
Lynn Reed.
Thank you, Lynn. Lynn is Free Folk. Matt Combs. And I'm Matt, I apologize if I'm butchering that. It could be Calmus. I think it's Calms, but he's also a member on YouTube, Free Folk.
And Luann Oates.
Thank you, Luann, Free Folk as well. And then Becky, I guess Fayip. I'm never quite sure, Becky. Becky's been a long time, but I'm never, I'm get all the bad names, but I'm going to butcher them. But Becky, Free Folk as well.
Looks like I got my first night here, Mickey Mack.
Yes, Mickey Mack, longtime supporter as well. Thank you, Mickey. Suzanne Diana as well. Thank you. Free Folk on YouTube.
And Lady Jen.
Thank you, Lady Jen. And then we have Mark Clark, longtime supporter as well. Mark is also Free Folk. Thank you, Mark.
And Crystal Love.
Crystal Love.
Thank you so much.
Free Folk, thank you. Master Sith, been around for a long time, a very long time supporter. Master Sith, thank you.
And Whodunny.
Whodunny.
Love that name. Whodunny.
Very cool. Thank you, Whodunny. Free Folk as well. Then we have Stephen Grigo. He is a knight on YouTube and the channel memberships. Thank you, Stephen.
And Tressa O.
Thank you, Tressa.
O'Reilly's
Auto Parts. Thank you, Tressa. Free Folk as well. Then Janelle 56. Thank you, Janelle. Free Folk as well.
Rebecca Powell.
And Rebecca Powell. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Free Folk as well. So yeah, we'll continue to kind of, you know, and I'm putting out there on their channel membership tab and Patreon, you know, things that you guys like to see. As you said, we wanted to bring, you know, real value to it, not just you know, obviously you can just support if you want to, or you don't have to pick a level. That'd be greatly appreciated, right. But we want to bring some value here. So we got also real quick.
Yeah, man.
We've been waiting on this. And so we decided to do this on a video, and then we'll probably schedule, because we got to get our schedule straight, probably schedule a live stream anyway. 100K subscriber special. We got something. It's been sitting there for a while, and we finally get
how
to see it.
You did not open this. Blows my damn mind.
I just hit it.
You had to.
Sitting there every day.
Yeah, just put it out of your mind.
I just cut the tape, as you saw.
I saw, yeah.
You saw me. Just cut the tape. We have the play button.
So exciting.
I didn't even blur that out, so hopefully it won't show on the camera my address. I didn't even think about it. Hey,
we're so ready to show this damn thing.
I'm so ready to show it. My address is on there. I'll blur it out. But I just cut the tape. There was one broken, as you saw. I opened that up.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to open this? Are we
do
ready?
It.
To
do it.
See this shit?
I'm ready to
this
see
This has
it.
Been, dude, I, remember I told you, almost 8 years to the day.
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Here we go. All right, this is pretty cool.
It's empty.
Damn.
What the
they
hell?
Got a piece of felt. All right, we got felt.
Oh,
we got felt.
Shit, dude, look at that.
Oh,
frame that.
And this is like heavy
yes,
style
sir.
Paper.
That is so cool.
I'll move this box in a second here. We got the letter. Remember your first subscriber, your 100th, your 1,000th subscriber. Do I need to read this whole thing?
I would. Do it.
Okay. All right. Let me just lay that down there. Okay. Chances are you do, and now we'll know that you definitely remember your 100,000th subscriber. Your fans have found you while searching YouTube, learned about you through a friend, or maybe showed up as a recommended video. No matter how they came to your channel, your audience stayed and their numbers increased because of you and the community that you've built. We're proud to honor you in an impressive milestone, reaching 100,000 subscribers with the Silver Creator Award. Congratulations. We know that you have many more stories to share with your community. We know your fans can't wait till you amaze them with even more with your commitment and creativity. So keep creating, keep building. We can't wait to see what you'll do next. Here to support you along the way. And who knows, when you reach your 1,000,000 subscriber, we may just write you an ask. Do you remember your 100,000th subscriber?
Wow.
Yours sincerely, Neil Mohan, the new YouTube CEO. But that's pretty cool. And that's big,
man. It is. Man, I would frame that.
Got a little, I know if somebody, I'm sure some of these guys have seen some other unboxings. It always comes with a card. Congratulations on your subscriber milestone. We are honored to take part in recognizing your achievement. This award was inspected and packaged with great care by Rick. And this just got a little information on if it's damaged.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick. Everybody thanks Rick. Oh, shit. Look at this.
Too damn cool, Chris.
Man, it is real. Take that plastic off. Presented to Smokescreen, I'm trying to talk into Mike, for passing 100,000 subscribers. That is gorgeous.
Boom.
There it is.
That is too cool,
felt
man.
Felt on the back. Feel
yes,
that.
And it's got the things, the little places.
Yeah, it's got two places to hang it already built in, so none of that like cheap shit inscribed in there. Mirror finish,
get
man.
Your fingerprints off of this.
I know. I know. I'm fucking it up.
Like to thank my mom, my dad.
Yes. Man, I mean, I know it's. I know. I guess some people might think it's silly, but
no, man.
Holy
that's
shit!
Too cool.
No, I didn't put that back in there. I'll get it later. Very cool. We'll
I could have swore I saw people having them stand up on their own.
I guess
I would have thought they were thicker. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They must have had a stand. Or something behind
maybe they
it.
Did. They have changed a lot over the years. There's been set like three versions, I believe.
Oh, okay.
It used to be like a deeper frame one. It was a little cheaper looking. These are clean.
That looks
so
awesome.
Clean. I know the camera can't do that justice, but there it is. It's got our fucking name on it.
That is too cool.
And we'll have to figure out how to sit this back here. For now, what if we just
get a
that?
Flavor Flav necklace? That yes, that looks really good.
We'll just set that there for now. But before we get started. Now, you damn well know that I didn't just leave you out of this.
I just told this motherfucker that I was going
to
buy one.
I had to
one.
Ignore your fucking text because
you
I already had it on the way.
Son of a suck egg mule. I was sitting here thinking, man, I told him I might have to go into
so,
my house money to fucking.
So fucking horrible.
I said,
like
when I get this
minutes.
House settled, I'm going to give you $150 to get me one of these. You bastard. Dude, that is so cool, Chris.
I
thank
already
you,
had it on the way. When you sent that text the other day, I was like, fuck, what do I say? Because it was here. And I was like,
my God.
She said, ignore it. I said, I can't ignore. I don't never ignore him. And then luckily, I just kind of put it off. And
wow.
I could have, I got the same name. I could have put James or anything.
Honestly. Oh, no.
But
that's what it should say.
I wanted to put the same name because.
Yeah.
Look, thank you, everybody, but I want to say this. This is, look, I started this thing, obviously, on my own and
oh
all that
my
stuff.
God.
And it went
sneaky,
a long way. But
sneaky,
this channel.
Sneaky bastard, you. That is so funny. I told him, I was like, man, I don't know how. I'm 50. I don't know how many times I'm going to have a chance to get another
Dude,
award.
I feel so horrible for like a week or no, 2 weeks now or whatever it's been. Because you sent that text and I was like, I've already got it on the way.
Got
what
my fucking eyes a little teary.
You have been, look, the last half of this thing, or whatever, it doesn't matter. You've been a huge part of this with the live streams and the Q&As that we started recording back in the day.
Damn, I appreciate that.
And you can't think I'm just going to get that thing and open it for me.
I might take that. I might hang this motherfucker in my office at work.
Well, here's the thing. So, like I said, when you get this, right, you get this code, and then once they verify that and they send you this one, you email the – and this box is clean. It was in another box because I did get another one in case I want to hang it somewhere else. And this right here is actually – I know I'm supposed to be talking to this mic. This is that letter, apparently. I didn't know that. I just got it because I could. Apparently, this letter – comes in a little thing too that you can order.
Oh yeah.
So
oh, that's neat.
That's like a you can hang
that same letter we got.
So I thought
that's
that
really
cool.
Freaking cool.
So I'll hang like the original over there or something, and I got another one just to sit.
Oh, you'd have been stupid not to get this. I mean, that's too cruel. Right.
I could. It's a one like once in a lifetime thing. It's like a bucket list thing for me.
Yes. So I mean, how many conversations have we had? Yeah.
I mean, I won't take that out, but well, slide it out. But it's the letter I just read all in almost like the silver play button. That's
wow.
Really, really fucking cool.
Looks really good, dude. You bastard. That's good though. That was good.
I was trying to shut my fucking mouth for
two weeks. That hit hard.
Oh man, when you
was like when you said one more thing or whatever you said, and you started to reach it, I was like, what the hell? What's more important than that? Like, you know what?
No, that's just as important, dude. You're just as much a part of this
cool,
as me.
Man,
I mean,
I can't believe that.
Like I said, I got the code, right? And then I had to email the Creator Society Award, whatever people. And they had to email YouTube and verify me again and then give me a separate code to go to their certain site, and then I could order them. So it took a little longer. But luckily, about 3 or 4 days after this came in, I got those. Because I was going to have
Son
to hide
of a
it.
Bitch.
And then you sent that text. I was like, holy shit.
I'm floored. Yeah, because I was like, you know, I watched back our video and you said again on there, well, for $150, you can order if you needed more than one or whatever.
Yeah,
and I
for
was
teammates
like,
and people behind the scenes.
And then
for,
later,
whatever.
What was it? You put the video out. I watched it. And that night, I said, hey, man, I was thinking I might need to I might get you $150 to get me one of those things. That's really cool.
No, I already had it.
I was sitting right beside Landon, and I was like, I just told Chris I want to get one of those play buttons. I was like, you know, man, I got that golden shovel at work. Yep. That was really cool.
Right.
But this has just been a long time coming, man. And I was like, I told him, I know, I mean, it's his, you know, he does most of the work and everything, but we've grinded on this thing.
We have.
And I said, I don't care that it says smokescreen. You know, it ain't technically an award to James Wright.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm part of Smokescreen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely, 100%.
It feels so good to have that.
100%.
I'm really tickled.
Yeah, that's why I immediately did that. As soon as before I even got mine, I emailed them and said, hey, I need another code. Can I hurry?
Wow.
Trying to get them at the same time.
Wow, that's so cool.
And then when you text that one day, I was like,
yeah.
I was like going to type.
I kept waiting on you to respond that night.
Yeah.
But then
luckily,
we just kept talking and shit.
I decided to wait, right? And then you mentioned something else in a TikTok and something like that. I just kind of let it slide. And then when you said it tonight, I felt so bad for like 15 minutes.
No, that was good. That was classic. I will never forget that. That was so cool.
Man.
When we were just holding yours, I was like,
I think
I might need to go into my house money and get one.
No,
this is too cool,
dude.
Looking.
You ain't buying no fucking plaque, man. I told you, man. You're just as much a part of this as I am. You know, it doesn't matter if I started it before that and whatever, and the videos before that. All that was a huge, huge contribution. And people love you on this damn channel, man. I told you.
Yeah, man.
When I did the live streams last year, House of the Dragon, first question: where's James? Every time.
You kept telling me that. I know. It does make me feel good. It really does.
So, yeah, man. I mean, I immediately had that coming as soon
as
possible.
It's hard to explain to people. I know they see how inactive I am in the comments, but I barely have time to read them. But trust me when I tell you I do.
Yeah.
And so I see it. And every shout out I get, it really gives me a boost. To keep doing this, just keep doing everything, because you know I've had some struggles.
Oh yeah, no,
this
I mean,
thing has
yeah.
been such,
and you know the way I see this
thing in my life.
I think I told you last week or the week before when we recorded. I mean, I'm just kind of like you're talking about the mortality thing. We talked about Carol and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing bucket list stuff. You know, I wrote a book. Check.
Yep.
I hit 100K. Check. Whatever it is, you know. And by the way, speaking of writing, I've been itching to write again. Has been reading again my book and asking me questions about it.
Ooh.
And then I got in that headspace, and you know how it is when I get in that headspace, it pours, but I need that something.
Yeah, man.
So
I was like I told you, I've been reading these other books, these management books and stuff. And I'm like, I was like, man, put these books down, get in there and write. That's what I was thinking.
And that was, look, those are hard times, just like this whole YouTube grind. There's some hard times. You've seen me depressed and pissed and all the emotions.
Yeah.
But when you look back, it's not that I'm making any money off this thing. We're not making any money. Thank you guys who are channel members. We are making a little bit. But you look back and it's like, you're so fucking proud. You know, that book sold a couple thousand copies. It'll always be out there. If I never write another book again, I did it. And I can say I did it, and nobody can take that away. Same with this.
It's awesome.
Same with this. I don't have to get the gold one. If we do, great. I would love to get the gold one, sure. But I'm just going to appreciate this for now. You know what I mean? That I just, I don't know. There's something going on with when you get almost a half a century old, you just start having a different perspective on things.
Yeah. Dude, this surprise tonight is almost like reading what you wrote in your book about me. The same kind of feeling.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
I'm appreciated, and you remember all the things I remember. You know, those conversations.
Well, that's what I was going to say about the book, because during that time, which is a hard thing to do, you saw all that for years. When you were reading as I was writing, it made me want to do more and get your feedback. And then when you liked it, it made me go. And if you didn't, I appreciated the honesty.
When I was sitting there going, you didn't write this.
Oh my God. I mean, that type of stuff. Like, this is no way.
Because you know somebody, right? Like, you know somebody for years, and then you like, nah, he don't talk like this. he don't have this kind of vocabulary.
Well, that's what
kind
takes
AI
a lot of
bullshit is this.
Oh my God, don't get me started on AI.
But I'm telling you, man, that means a lot that you said that in there. And my buddies who are in bands, and they, you know, would put out a cassette or a CD or something, and I would always support them and get the thing, and to see my name sometimes pop up in the liner notes, just my name, makes you feel good,
But that's what I mean. I mean, nobody does something on their own. Very rarely, there's a lot more people involved. You just sometimes don't hear about them.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean, it's been pretty cool.
It's a hell of a Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. And we did actually watch the Super Bowl, so it's late as shit. I know you're in a rush, man, but...
No, I'm good. I'm good.
But, yeah, I mean, shit, we could have just done a podcast on that.
Yeah, man.
I guess, well, definitely.
I owe you.
I'm so glad.
You got
I'm
me
so
good.
Glad we finally got to that, because I didn't have to hold it anymore. When you were over there... I was standing there getting shit ready, and you were like, yeah, man, I'm about to get you $150. I like to have one of those.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit. Just give me a couple more minutes.
I was just dying to see what was in that box. And then when I saw it, I was like, yeah, I'm getting one. Yeah. I got to get one now.
And you got
it looks
clean
too
box,
fucking cool.
Though.
Yeah,
anyway,
dude, man.
So I'll probably hang the original over there. I don't know. I got to figure that whole thing
good.
Out. I got to clean this room
up. Have they seen this room? Have you ever given a...
No, I mean, pieces
you
of... You know,
you
people
to, like,
on Twitch...
straighten up a little bit.
Oh,
they need to
gotta,
see this.
Yeah,
it looks really good.
I'm starting to... I started it today, if you notice, downstairs. I actually mopped and shit. And yeah, so I'm kind of working my way up here. I'm off tomorrow.
Now
so.
That y'all see his address on there, you can just walk in the front door.
<That's right. laughs>
Every time I come here,
that's
he's upstairs.
Right. The
and
power
I hang out with
of the blur or the obscure on the edit. I forgot. I meant to actually get a thing, a black Sharpie, and mark that out. Anyway, all right. Are we good?
Yeah, man.
I know that was a long intro.
I like it. They'll like it.
Yeah, we'll pop that up. But anyway, so House of the Dragon. I know you've been dying. I for sure thought you cheated this time.
I told you. I forced myself to watch two other series to try to keep my mind off of it.
I've been watching all the true crime stuff. And again, we are going to – I know this is not really ideal for a podcast, but it is on YouTube, obviously, but not the other platforms. But we are
– right.
We're going to finish this. We're episode 7, so we'll have 3 more for the first season to get James called
Let's
up.
Let's be honest. A Song of Ice and Fire got that freaking play button.
Absolutely.
So 100%. For us to do these back to back to back to back,
yes. It's not. So episode 7, Driftmark. So we just saw, quick recap. We'll watch this little thing, obviously. But Viserys looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, dang right. Yes.
A lot of time has passed. We have now the older Rhaenyra, the older Alicent, and Laenor, for example. So all the older actors. Laena just Dracarised herself.
Yes.
With Vhagar.
Two huge things happened with fire in that episode.
Yes. And so that's really huge because Vhagar now has no rider. And then you met, obviously, the kids as they're now,
right?
I guess, teenagers. Aegon, older. Aemon, well, I'm not going to say his nickname yet. Aemon, you met Aemon, who they presented to the pig.
Yes.
the pink dread, which has a pivotal role in episode 10. Not really, but anyway. So, and of course, Helaena. Helaena, you kind of saw in that one episode, she's playing with a bug, and she says some interesting things about when Aemon's talking about not having a dragon, and then Alicent's fully bought into her dad's bullshit at this point.
Oh,
and
yes.
And Kristen Cole is still a bitter fuckhead. I'm sorry. But anyway, are we ready?
And then what's the gimpy guy's name that's caused to cut the guy's tongues?
Yeah, the Clubfoot. Yeah, Larys Strong, the Clubfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Strong. So he's whispering in Alicent's ear, and now... yeah, he just killed his brother and father.
I couldn't believe that.
In Harrenhal, and then blamed it on the curse of Harrenhal. The curse of Harrenhal is actually just horrible people fucking live there. That's what the curse is.
Right.
But the curse comes from, if they would have dove a little bit deeper into that, it comes from the idea that Harren the Black, who built Harrenhal, cut down all the weirwoods in that area, but he used that wood in building the castle. And he left a weirwood tree in the Godswood there, but... if you have weirwood, what typically happens? Think about the weirwood throne, right, in the books. Mm-hmm. And you saw it in the show a little bit. You know, they hear weird voices there.
Yeah.
And now we know kind of that Bran and people like him can speak through those or hear.
That's right.
And watch through those. So there's probably something to that for sure.
What was the strong boy's name that died in a fire?
Harwin was the son.
I liked him. Yeah. I really liked his character. I did not realize that was about to happen to him.
Yeah,
I hate being so ignorant to the whole lore.
It didn't last long. His nickname was Breakbones.
But he seemed like a really cool guy.
He was. I thought he was. I don't remember any the details of him in Fire and Blood or anything.
It's like a man's man kind of guy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But, I mean, clearly he loved his kids and all that stuff. And he was trying to, you know, it was so obvious, right? And that's the big thing for the arguments with the Green. Well, you know, Rhaenyra's, she's treasonous and all this stuff. And come on, man. I mean, what's she supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but anyway, we'll let people argue in the comments. That's fine. But we'll start this up and watch this little.
I will say this. The comments have me interested in watching this, too, because at this point in me watching it, I can't see how anybody can be on that side.
I'm
wondering what I'm going to see.
I agree.
That would make them feel that way.
I agree, 100%.
Prettiest chick in the show.
She was gorgeous, or is gorgeous. I mean, I know she's an actress. It didn't really happen.
Yeah.
I feel like. All right, here we go. I'm trying to remember. Never mind. I'm just thinking about I think it's probably the best scene in the whole show with Viserys. And I can't wait for you to see that scene.
Is it this episode you're saying?
I don't know. Oh. I don't think so, but it's getting close, obviously. We only got a couple left.
Yeah.
But, it's such a... It might be the best scene in all of Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow.
You'll see what I mean. Because I don't think this time we get a time jump. I think the next episode, there's the last time jump where the kids are grown fully and all that stuff. Not completely, but older.
What's funny is they really don't have to do time jumps. That people would watch 1,000 episodes.
They would.
And watch the people grow up naturally.
They would. Absolutely. If you can fit in enough, a little, you know, few political things and whatever. I just enough material, I guess. God, I remember when all these screenshots were coming out leaking and stuff before season one. I knew exactly what this was.
That's really a cool burial, ain't it?
It is.
Oh my God.
Well, plan worked.
I knew it.
Look, four dragons in the same shot.
How cool is that?
Just hanging around Driftmark. Fucking creeper.
Really?
Laris is the new Lord of Paramore.
Mm-hmm. This is like awkward Thanksgiving.
It is. Nobody knows what to do. So many different dynamics.
Yes.
Your girls have the very image of their mother. The gods can be cruel.
They've been especially cruel to you.
Oh, shit. That's just... That's just the way he mourns, I think.
Wear a hat.
I was going to say the same shit. You're fucked up here.
I'm going to bed, Amber.
Did you hear that? Called her Emma.
Wow.
Lord Commander.
Excuse me.
Looks like they've been especially cruel to you.
He's got away with words.
A terrible thing for your husband to wish to win it back.
Yeah, she's dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
He will be the king consort. His son will one day sit the.
She don't fuck around.
Mm-mm. Over those little boys. I think she would have been a good queen.
Mm-hmm.
He remembers names.
These are about the only two in the show that can sit down and have a conversation, though.
Yeah.
Without fucking backstabbing each other.
Yeah, no, you know that is true.
They're truthful.
That's been my lot since my father named me heir. To conceive a child, we...
I kept getting UTIs.
They probably stay having UTIs in this century.
Yes, he was.
They just need to go ahead and hook up.
Should have forbidden.
There you go. See?
Each of us is capable of depravity.
Hmm. Whoa. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Always have.
Yep.
And vice versa. Here comes Laris out there hopping on.
I was just thinking that. Is this his POV?
No, I'm just kidding. I was just imagining him trying to catch up.
Absolutely, man.
Oh, my God.
Before he gets a chance to see the pink dread.
Damon's about to see the pink dread right now.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Damn, he built a little teepee real quick.
That awesome. That little crash ship, they just fucking nailed some planks together.
Oh, I thought it was like driftwood and shit.
Teepee.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, hell. Is she going to have a blonde hair baby? Oh no.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, let me pause this. In these days, did they not ever pull out?
No, I doubt it.
I mean, like, why?
That's a good question. Yeah.
I know that sounds.
They
like
understand the process.
Yes, they clearly they do.
So I don't understand why.
I don't understand why everybody, because every scene in these shows, they never do. They just.
Yeah, it's over. It's,
see if I can remember this to see the scale here, size.
Yeah, he's about to get that dragon. I'm excited.
Vhagar is freaking huge. You saw how old with all those kind of like things hanging on her face and stuff in the saddle too earlier.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
Unbelievable, man.
Now imagine the Black Dread. Oh, they're doing an Aegon show. I'm sorry, we'll talk about that later. But
oh, that's cool.
The Conqueror.
Valyrian or not, you got to have balls of steel.
Yes, absolutely, because they can still die.
Wow.
Smelled his blood. I don't know.
Fucking huge, man.
This you can't even tell, kind of. And look at that. I mean, remember Danny could just kind of climb up there in a couple steps, even with Drogon. I mean, until he got full size, but he's got a whole rope thing up there. Oh, shit. That's a bad shot.
Yes, indeed. Good for him. You're damn near invincible.
Huh?
You're damn near invincible.
Yes. Absolutely.
Remember what Danny did to King's Landing?
Mm-hmm.
Man. It's too much. I mean, wow.
That's a big pivotal moment right there, and this is going to be a pivotal moment right here. Stole Vhagar. You can't just steal Vhagar.
Oh, shit.
Father dead. Bastards.
Oh.
He doesn't know, does he?
Oh my God, man.
The flesh will heal.
Oh my God.
He will have a new nickname.
What was that for?
It was nothing compared to the abuse your brother.
I could not find sleep. I had gone out to walk,
entertaining his young squire.
Jesus.
Amy. Look at me.
What? Oh, he blamed Aegon.
Mother.
Alicent.
He could choose which eye to keep a privilege he did not grant my son.
You will do no.
That's the fucking king.
As your protector, my queen.
Yeah, not as your fucking henchman.
Is finished. Do you understand?
Unbelievable.
Who are these Look, motherfuckers in the comments?
Damon stopped him.
You've gone too far. Forever upholding the kingdom, the family, the law.
That's off with her head. Unbelievable.
You're not shitting. How she gets by with so much.
Right. Right in front of everybody. Viserys just don't have the balls to do it.
There's something I'm missing how people take her side. I agree.
I mean, I know there's the whole argument about bastards and all that bullshit. But that's a like a personal thing, you know.
She said they tried to have kids. Mm-hmm.
I've conducted myself in a manner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an understatement.
I lost composure.
Jesus. Forget your grandson's eyeball or
no
anything.
Shit.
I mean, it's just
it's a dragon.
We got a big weapon out of it.
It's a good cut.
Damn. Mm.
Do you need to get a harpoon to freaking sew it up with?
Valerian steel cuts clean.
Cuts.
Nice. I mean, you show up.
Look at him.
There should be a house word.
That's awesome.
Could not defend my dear sister, far from home and in agony.
Oh shit. I felt like she was telling him to sit down because she was about to give him the speech, and right. then he hits her with that curveball.
Right. Vhagar leaves with Team Green. Here he comes. Here comes the creeper.
Hell yes.
Virus.
This excites me.
Yeah. Yeah.
In all, Nikkei.
Targaryen. Now, I don't like that part.
Exploits in the stepstones. You flatter me, my lord. Last common boy. Kings would fear he is powerless.
Shit's about to hit the fan, brother.
Yes, but your subjects must fear.
There's the witness.
Okay, so, I mean, that's not cool. You know, I can see people not liking her for that. Yeah.
What?
Although
I'm not going to say anything. This is the old Valyrian way.
Was that dragon glass?
Yeah. It's unclear how much time has passed right here, too.
I hate it when my lip gets chapped and splits. That would suck right there.
They made a deal.
I love it.
They just needed a witness and one poor guard.
I love it. Yeah.
Poor guard to throw in the fire.
Holy shit.
Now, that's definitely not a book thing.
So basically, there's like, go live your life.
Yes.
Somewhere where nobody knows your name. And
now, that is obviously.
Cares about your name.
Yeah, that's obviously a change from the books. But Daemon don't necessarily, maybe has something to do with Carl's death, but that's a little different in the books because he does. So, yeah, I like that change right there because in the books, you know, it's not like that as far as him. But we'll talk about that in overtime, the sea smoke part. But I like that they, like, okay, let's make a new deal.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they had to kill an innocent guy, to be fair.
They did.
They needed a body. But I thought that was a, you know, I don't think that still comes to the level of the Greens, at least in the show.
Right. Right. At least in the show. I agree with that.
But... yeah, that's I couldn't remember. So next episode is the final time jumping. They're really good scenes. You're gonna freaking love.
I hate to say it, but the king needs to die.
Yeah, yeah. Well, right now, I don't want to kill him. Yeah, yeah.
Or anything, but like, so that all the BS politicking about who's actually gonna take the throne can just go ahead,
just play out.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I mean, they know that his life is all that's holding this whole thing together at this point. You know. Like, it's literally just him being alive, before, otherwise they'd already be killing each other, probably.
But he needs to really set some things in motion while he's still...
Yeah.
Has his head about him and he's still alive. He needs
the problem is, it's just like we saw.
Really put his foot down.
Yeah, the problem is we saw in Game of Thrones. It doesn't matter, though. They think that, okay, I can sign this piece of paper or say this while I'm alive like Robert did, right?
Oh,
he had
yeah.
Ned write up the whole thing about,
true.
You know, you're the ruler until my son becomes of age, and he put the heir, right, and changed it.
But when she cut her,
yeah,
if he would have done something right then.
He should have had, that should have been treason right then.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. You tried to kill the heir and his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
His firstborn daughter.
Yeah.
But he just.
I know it's a tough spot. I mean, I get it.
Oh, definitely.
And
but
it is
that's always been his thing. Is trying to just, let's say everybody get along, and it's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You have a real issue with Rhaenyra's kids being bastards.
Yeah.
And they have a problem with that, even though it's not their fault. So
that's
I don't
right.
blame those kids, and they are part Targaryen. Mm-hmm. They are Targaryen, but that's the root of all this. But to me, on the show at least, like you what we said before, it comes across as Allison's pettiness and shit. Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's like they did come out of Rhaenyra.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I thought it was a good change with Soren Laenor. So they needed him out of the way, and they didn't make Daemon. You know, and that's the thing in the book. Daemon Mayerman, they confirmed that he paid him, right, Carl Corey. But Carl in the book supposedly kills him at, like, this tournament or fair type thing or something. I can't remember exactly. Because they apparently got in a fight about something. But it's questioned whether Daemon paid him to do it in the books to kill Laenor.
I'm just going to tell you, dude. I remember, even before you started trying to tell me, like, you got to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It's awesome and all that. Everybody else, it was water cooler talk.
Yeah.
This show is so good. But I don't hear rumblings. I know. I mean, even when it really actually played on air,
yeah,
I didn't hear anything like I did with Game of Thrones.
I agree.
I don't know why.
I mean, and I did those streams and they wasn't big, and a few other people streamed as usual, you know, and they wasn't as big as. But
were people really that butthurt about the way that
I think
ended?
There was a lot of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I saw so many of those comments. You know,
they hate to admit they still like this or something.
Maybe.
Because this is freaking amazing.
I think there's some people who definitely have turned. You know, decided to watch it finally. I know people in our comments in our community have said, y'all finally got me to watch House of the Dragon.
I like those comments too, yeah.
You know, that had not watched it in the last, since it came out, since Game of Thrones ended. I mean, because it just broke so many people's hearts.
It did.
And I get it. I mean, you know, you look back now and, you know, you do see. I did a video for members only, as a matter of fact, we saw it earlier, about will Danny go mad in the books. And I said it wasn't mad, it was just, you know, what I call it. I think I use a different word, but she will. There's clearly, it was always there when you go back and watch these things.
Mm-hmm.
She has these moments of being ruthless, is what I said.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's going to happen, but yeah, this show, I mean, it's a more localized, tighter story as opposed to
it is, ain't it?
All these different locations and houses and
yeah.
people in the grand scheme of things. So, I mean, I get it to some degree, but it's really good. And like I said, it's been better the second time, every episode we've watched.
This next season is, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see how this plays out and to be ready to watch that
as it
comes out.
Yeah. And
again,
I've seen, now watching it the second time with you, I've seen some scenes that are foreshadowing for damn sure coming. It may not be this season or it may be the third or fourth season. I've already
seen man.
Some things. But
and then you were talking about that other show, the Conqueror.
Oh, yes, Aegon.
Aegon.
They just announced it. It's under in development. It's not greenlit yet, but Aegon the Conqueror, finally.
That's going to be cool.
We'll see if it happens, but it's in development, and now we would see the whole thing start.
Yeah.
We'd see the whole thing. Aegon with the Black Dread, you'd see Vhagar again, and Visenya, and oh my God.
Dude.
Everybody's been saying this from the beginning. Make a show like this, right? But do it. A season is per like almost a per generation.
That would be cool.
You don't have to spend three seasons on Aegon the Conqueror. You can have one whole season of him conquering or two or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then you jump to this time period or whatever, and then you just kind of keep going up until about till Dany, which I mean you can't go through the whole Game of Thrones, but at least to her birth.
When I told you I've had those moments where I've wanted to watch this show, mm-hmm. I've came close to going back and watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'd like to again.
And, you know, where I was doing the thing with Camden, the reactions, letting her see it for the first time, it's so good.
It is.
It's so fucking good, man. Yeah. I mean, it makes the whole thing worse. And we'll talk about, too, in overtime, by the way, this whole George R. R. Martin thing he posted. And he's got to finish. He's not going to finish these books. He can't be Tolkien or even close to Tolkien if he's not going to finish his legacy.
And that's right.
That's what's sad about it.
What you said about it being localized, another sign of how localized it is you don't see ravens getting sent everywhere.
No, yeah, that's you right. You know? There ain't been, I don't think, one yet.
No, there's all happening it. Right here, so there's no real need.
Dragonstone, Driftmark, and then right over the Blackwater, you got King's Landing. It's kind of just all right there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a little bit of Harrenhal and some of that in the Riverlands really close by, but that's about it, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Not a single raven's been sent, I don't think.
I haven't heard tale of anybody reading something that came from a raven or anything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's really good. It's definitely better watching it the second time. Because, I mean, you know, you went into it, at least I did, thinking, okay, yeah. Did not like the ending. My precious. I did not like the ending of Game of Thrones. But I know this story. It's a good story in this book. I want to see the details and see these other characters like Daemon, for example, the most famous ones. And it's so good, but people just didn't want to deal with it because it's like, what's the point of me seeing Daemon and you know Rhaenyra and Allison the whole thing when I know that all the dragons die and Dany ends up doing what she's doing and destroys her? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
get it. I do.
I do.
If you can kind of separate that,
yes,
it's a great story.
And I just want you guys on the green side to know that I still am trying to remain open-minded.
Yes,
trying hard, but wow, it's got to be a hell of a comeback,
right?
Because I'm pulling right now for the black so hard.
I mean, the bottom line is Viserys is the king. Whether you like the whole idea of the Council of 101, doesn't matter. He's the king. He named his daughter heir, and they should respect that. And Alyssa did, to be fair, for a while. But her dad started the whole fucking thing.
He did.
For whatever, why? Because he wanted his grandsons on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what boils down to. But then she couldn't resist that, obviously. She went and met with the king and became friendly with him and all that stuff and got him through a tough time, but then she's kind of accepted what he said, and it's still bullshit. Rhaenyra had no intention of ever hurting her kids, you know.
And why can't your legacy be good enough, be in the hand? That is such a hell of a...
It's just, yeah. It's like...
A title.
It's like being Scottie Pippen to Michael Jordan.
It's what it is.
At some point, you go insane and start making shit up and talking shit. With
yeah,
me.
yeah, sorry, no shit. What has happened to Scotty?
Dude, he is so disappointed.
That damn last ride or whatever.
Last dance.
That tore him up.
It tore him up bad. And he's trying to sell whiskey in a book, too. But
mm-mm-mm.
That's another topic. Maybe we'll talk about Scotty, that another time, too.
We still love you, man. But
I know.
Come back.
Don't fuck up this legacy, man. Mm-mm. Jordan has never done anything but praise him every single time. He has not once ever said, I did this alone, ever. But mm-mm. He's just coming out
and
with stupid
everybody
shit.
Loves Robin.
Yeah. You know? Yes. It's
they knew you played second fiddle, but you were so important, Scotty.
But yeah, I mean, like, not getting all that now, but it's like they came out from the Olympics, right? In '98, and Jordan came back and said, Scottie's best all-around player in the world. He said that
he did.
About Pippen.
That's right.
He's always backed him up. And The Last Dance, I know we're getting into a whole tangent of something unrelated, but he never made him look bad. He just told, they told the truth about the whole thing about him not going in the game, which was selfish. And it was, and he said it was. That's the only thing he's ever said.
Yeah.
But that really happened. It's not like he made it up.
Yeah.
But he also showed support to him in all these other ways and said, I couldn't have done this without him.
Scottie did get a shitty contract.
And who told him not to sign it?
I know.
Reinsdorf did. Yeah.
It's wild. That's a wild situation.
It is. It's sad. Crazy. I don't like that kind of stuff where like you're kind of fucking over the whole legacy. You know, not that Jordan was perfect. He was clearly. I mean, Kobe wasn't perfect. I mean, if you're that intense, you're an asshole to some degree.
Yeah,
you have to be. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic. Well, we're good. Any questions, comments, more concerns? Talk about a couple more things on overtime real quick before we get out of here. But yeah. It's
you
good,
ever
man.
Thought about us being on Cameo?
I have, actually.
We tell somebody happy birthday
or
something?
Yeah, I've actually thought about that. I just feel weird about it, but I thought about it.
We wouldn't need a bunch of money. You know what I mean? We ain't like a celebrity,
yeah,
but
do that.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's easy to do. Yeah. I've actually thought about that, but I thought, am I too full of myself or something? You know what I mean?
Hey,
that weird feeling about
it. Yeah, I know, and it is weird. To say that, but we do like. Remember, we used to sing "Happy Birthday" to people.
Every live stream to be somebody.
I know. So yeah,
Happy Birthday. Yeah, we did it all the time. I still do it on Twitch.
That's so crazy.
I still do it on Twitch to the few people that hang out.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Or if you need somebody to tell your boss to fuck off.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll say whatever you want to say on camera.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's sign up for it.
Yeah, man.
That might be fun. I'll put a link in the description with everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Let me know.
Yeah, you have to. If we get a job, you got to run over here.
I'll do it.
Hey, come by. We got a cameo.
Yeah.
It only takes 30 seconds or whatever. That'd be kind of fun.
I think it would.
Yeah.
I had to.
We'll be real cheap.
Remember, Jimmy Kimball, he got Ron Jeremy to sing me happy birthday.
Then
I was so happy. And then next thing you know, Ron Jeremy's going to prison for all this damn Me Too shit.
Like,
damn, I thought
that's
I had a cool cameo.
You know what they say, never meet your heroes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I've actually thought about that, but I never looked beyond thinking about it. Yeah, we could do that. It'd be fun.
I think it would be fun. And we would take it seriously.
Yeah,
whatever they
absolutely.
Wanted. You know?
Be cool. But anyway, I guess we'll get out of here. I know it's late, man.
I know you got a long day tomorrow already
because we watched the Super Bowl and it went overtime, of course.
Had to.
Everything else. But we'll get out of here. Thank you again, everybody on YouTube, memberships and all you guys subscribe to get this bad boy here.
I know, man.
You guys on Patreon as well, and we'll keep on grinding and good.
Yeah, man.
All right. We'll go ahead to overtime real quick and let it fade to black.